Who likes rubbish dumps? Hand up if you like a rubbish dump. I see. Oh, there's quite a few hands that are going up there. When I was younger, I used to love rubbish dumps. Every time my father used to go to rubbish dump, I used to be the first in the car. What do you find at a rubbish dump? Rubbish, that's right. Things that nobody wants. Things that are no good. They might be dirty, they mightn't work. They might be things they cut off their trees, like branches and leaves that fall off them. All types of things you can find at a dump. You know, God talks about a rubbish dump. Many things there aren't too good either. In fact, nothing is. And God uses this rubbish dump to put everything there that he doesn't want. God puts sin in his rubbish dump. He hates sin. He wants nothing to do with it. And so he set aside a place to put this sin. You know, the Bible tells us that we are sinners. The Bible says that sin is in us. And we know that sin is in us, don't we? We can't do nothing right. And I bet your parents will soon tell us that you do nothing right either. Or that you're full of sin too. You know, this sin has become a real problem in our lives. We're hung up about it. In fact, we're even a slave to it. We don't do what we want to do because sin is we are a sin to slave. Pardon me, we are a slave to sin. We can't help ourselves. Sin is in us right from the time we were born. The Bible says that all have sinned. We sin because we fall short of the standards God has set for us. God says too that there is no one good, not one. God created us not to sin. He created us to worship him, to love him. He didn't create sin. He created a perfect being, man. And God hates sin because it destroys and ruins this perfect creation of his. And so God is going to get rid of this sin. He shows us in the Bible that he is going to judge everybody that ever lived. He's going to judge them for their sin. Now, we're told in 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 7, "And God has commanded that the earth and the heavens be stored away for a great bonfire at the judgment day, when all ungodly men will perish." God has said that he is going to judge all those who sin. And he is storing away a place for them to go to. And that's the place that we just call God's rubbish dump. God calls his rubbish dump hell. I'm just going to show you a little experiment. Who's flown paper planes before? Yeah, a few of us have, haven't we? You know, God has said that the wages of sin is death. And because we have sinned, we are going to die. He is going to send us to that rubbish dump. We found out that his rubbish dump is called hell. And you know, The Bible describes hell. It has more verses in the Bible to describe hell than it has heaven. Because heaven is a place where he doesn't want people to go to. Okay? That is what God calls his rubbish dump, hell, and he's going to put everybody there because we've sinned. But now, God sees us in this predicament, and he says, but I love those people too much to let them go there. And he prepared a way for us not to go there. And at just the right time, he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. We symbolise that by a cross. He died for our sins. This is God's way of escape for us who have sinned, to enter in to his presence again, clean and forgiven. To receive the forgiveness of our sins, we have to do a part as well. Our part is to repent, or turn from our attitude of thinking to God's way of thinking. We have to turn from what we want to do and be willing to serve God. Then we have to ask him for forgiveness of our sins. We are to believe in the finished work that he's done at the cross. We are to trust in him that he is able to save us. Confess with our mouth that he is risen again, and we will be saved. The Bible says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Tonight, this is his message for you, to me, that if we haven't received this forgiveness of sins, that we are to come to him and to ask, and we will receive. Remember, do you want to go to God's rubbish dump? Or do you want to be saved from it to live with him forever? The choice is yours. Thanks.